All right, you know we're in a bad position when the President of the United States has to pause his rally because a woman fainted behind him. And throughout this rally, he's trying to justify a war that he nonsensically started in the Middle East, but is failing to justify it. And then you realize the reason he visited this specific location in Kentucky to hold this rally is because the district that this venue is in is Thomas Massie's district, the Republican representative who successfully released the Epstein files and exposed Donald Trump. As Ron Filipkowski puts it, in the middle of a war with gas prices spiking, Trump's main priority today is to campaign in the district against the Republican who got the Epstein files released. Throughout much of this rally, even after the woman faints and passes out, Donald Trump tries to justify the war with Iran by contradicting himself repeatedly, saying that in one breath, we had to decapacitate their nuclear capabilities. But then in the next breath, he'll say that we already did that a year ago and he just had to do it again. And none of it makes any sense. He even has the gall to say that Gavin Newsom can't be the president because he's, quote, cognitively deficient, when that describes Donald Trump to a T. So this is an awful rally. And you can see in real time Donald Trump's declining political abilities. And I know people are going to take issue with me even saying he has political abilities. But back in 2016, if you look at clips, back in 2015, 2016, when he entered the political scene, he was like a bomb thrower on the Republican stage. A decade later, he's a decrepit old man with swollen ankles who can barely even speak a sentence, like barely even articulate a single sentence. So I'm going to break down perhaps the most bizarre Trump speech I've seen in a while. All that I ask is that you drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers, a huge number for a Gen Z independent media channel. If you guys want to join our venture, subscribe below. It's entirely free. Let's start off with Donald Trump just screaming. He opens off the rally just screaming about Barack Obama telling lies about Jesse Jackson's funeral. One more time. The clip that I'm about to play, Trump is just lying, making up a situation. We call it fan fiction.
So a short time ago, under a man named Sleepy Joe Biden, has anyone heard of him? Has anyone heard of him? How about Barack Hussein Obama? He went to Jesse Jackson's funeral. He spoke, and it was like a political hit job. And the family of Jesse Jackson got angry as hell at him because they understand they hated each other. You know, he was there. But I loved watching that. That was so... The family goes outside and they start screaming at him.
None of this happened. Nobody screamed at anybody. Obama didn't do anything to the Jesse Jackson family. The President of the United States is spending his time on a QAnon forum that he created called Truth Social, just soaking in conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory. I then want to show you the moment the White House had to cut the feed after a woman fainted at Trump's rally. This is still somehow the least bizarre thing that I'll show you throughout this video because it gets even worse. And of course, Trump does nothing. Pretty indicative of the apathy that Donald Trump embodies. Not that I expect him to go help the woman or whatever, but he doesn't even say anything about it. He's like, all right, well, that young woman fainted. He doesn't say anything substantive about it. You know what he actually returns to the mic and says after the White House cuts the feed about right here? They say resuming shortly. And then they come back like 2 minutes later. Trump turns around and starts to yap about Gavin Newsom.
Well, thank you very much. We're talking about Gavin Newsom. Doesn't seem like a very good subject right now. It made that young lady not feel so good. Anyway, he admitted he has mental problems, that he's not a smart person, that he has a mental lack of ability. He's unable to read a speech. He can't read.
This is, number one, disgusting. He's trying to refer to the fact that Gavin Newsom has dyslexia, but even despite Newsom's dyslexia, he's a more proficient reader than Trump, who doesn't have any sort of dyslexia. What's Trump's excuse? Just being an effing raw idiot. Trump is just raw stupid. He doesn't have any sort of excuse. Gavin Newsom struggled to read, but has overcome that and become the governor of California.
And all of the other things he said he has a lot of mental problems.
Dude, Trump for the past 45 years hasn't known who pays the tariff For the past 45 years, he thinks windmills cause cancer. Trump uses percentages like 1,000 to 10,000% in contexts that don't make sense. Trump is quite literally the least academic, least collegiate president that we've ever had. And honestly, we live in a time where I dropped out of college. I know a lot of very successful people who didn't go to college. I'm not saying that that's like a necessity or whatever. It's not even about that. But if you're going to make fun of somebody else's intellectual capacity, maybe don't be Donald effing Trump. Disgusting and despicable. He then tries to say that people have 20 to 30% more money to take home.
Because the Democrats want to end it. So you take home 20 or 30% more to those beautiful children or whoever the hell you're bringing it home to. Okay, I don't know who you're bringing it home to. I don't want to know. That's not my business.
Good thing you don't want to know, because that's not happening. Inflation is up since you took office. Unemployment up. Unemployment for young people has skyrocketed since Donald Trump took office. Electricity price is up 10%. The unemployment rate has skyrocketed for not only young Americans, but Black Americans as well. 14% of U.S. adults are using buy now, pay later for their groceries. They can't pay their groceries. Credit card delinquencies are at the highest level in 14 years. Consumer sentiment is at the lowest level in 15 years. Now, only half of U.S. workers with bachelor's degree can secure a job within a year. So if you get a degree and you go to college, as I was just saying, sometimes you can't even get a job for a year. So wait, what was Trump boasting about? 20 to 30% more take-home pay? It's absolute BS. We then learned that Jake Paul, right-wing influencer Jake Paul, who's a boxer, was at Trump's rally and did an interview with him, which means these right-wing influencers are going to continue to peddle war lies for Donald Trump. Like, do you think Jake Paul is going to substantively push back on Donald Trump regarding the Iran war? No. Trump contradicts himself 100 times within this very speech. He even says regarding Jake Paul that they got $18 trillion in tariffs.
And in 4 years, Joe Biden got less than $1 trillion of new investment into the United States. So think of this, $1 trillion over a period of much less, over a period of 4 years, we got $18 trillion. And Jake Paul knows what that means. $18 trillion in 11 months, because they haven't calculated the 12 months.
None of this is true or possible. It's all such BS. Even if you visit the White House's website, they reduce that by $10 trillion. So it says $8 trillion on the White House website. But then if you dig into the numbers, they have like $7 trillion of it missing. Some countries have pledged that they're maybe going to throw investments out. Like Mark Zuckerberg whispered to Donald Trump, I'm going to throw out $600 billion. And then he said, is that the right number? What number should we go with? So they're literally just making up numbers and throwing them out in real time. Then Jake Paul actually takes the stage.
God is with us. I know he wants us on the right side of history. And everyone here has to do their part. And God's got us. Trump's got us. God bless. Love you, Kentucky.
Now, he's a great guy. He's a courageous guy and a talented guy. He's a hell of a fighter, too, by the way. And I just want to say, I'm going to make a prediction that you will be, in the not too distant future, running for political office. Okay. And you have my complete and total endorsement, okay?
We live in the weirdest, worst reality ever. Jake Paul gets Donald Trump's endorsement. I also want to point out, this clip is going incredibly viral because of Jake Paul's pit stains. Aaron Rubar says, Jake Paul gets on stage at the Trump rally and has the nastiest pit stains I've ever seen. It also appears the crowd doesn't know who he is. That's a pretty brutal sight to see on stage right there. Wow. And then right when he begins speaking, the crowd is kind of perplexed at who he is.
Yeah, what Mr. Trump has taught me is courage. You know, we never back down from a fight.
He doesn't seem very confident in the idea that he's going to be a politician someday. He then goes on to yell about Operation Epic Fury. Operation Epic Fury. Many people call it Operation Epstein Fury. Take a listen.
Paducah. And as we take decisive action to stop the threat posed by the terrorist regime in Iran with Operation Epic Fury.
Dude, listen to these mindless drones. 1 year ago, they were cheering like this for no new wars. They were cheering, cheering, cheering for no new wars. 1 year later, they're cheering as Donald Trump screams the name of a very war positive mission.
Is that a great name? Well, it's only good if you win. You know, you can only do. And we've won. Let me say, we've won.
Okay, so he says they've won, but then he'll later contradict himself and say the war is still going on. Jon Favreau from Pod Save America says, he said this hours after we learned that a U.S. missile strike killed more than 100 little girls in an Iranian elementary school. Nearly 1,400 civilians have been killed. 7 Americans are dead. I think it's 8 Americans are dead now. Hundreds of thousands have had to flee their homes. More than 100 Americans are wounded, and he's standing there screaming about Operation Epic Fury. He then begins to talk about Midnight Hammer, which was the operation from 8 or 9 months ago. The operation from 8 or 9 months ago, he claims, obliterated the nuclear capacities. But now he's claiming this new operation just obliterated the nuclear capacities. You can't have both at the same time.
In the world that I did.
Remember, he's referring to the old operation in this clip.
As well as Operation Midnight Hammer, where we totally obliterated Iran's nuclear potential. We obliterated it. They don't have nuclear potential. And then after Midnight Hammer, and then we left, we figured that'll be the end of them for a while, but they started again.
Wait, so you obliterated their potential nuclear capacity, but then they started again realizing their potential. You can't have both of these things. He then talks about terminating the Iran nuclear deal, otherwise known as the JCPOA, otherwise known as Obama's deal with Iran, where essentially we could oversee, monitor, and minimize the amount of development that Iran made right after we struck this deal, like less than a year after. Donald Trump nukes the entire deal, no pun intended. Donald Trump kills the deal, and because of that, Iran rapidly accelerated.
Deal, the Iran nuclear deal, gave them the right to have a nuclear weapon as of 3 years ago. If I didn't terminate that deal,
It didn't. It monitored their output for 10 years, and then it renewed or renegotiated.
Terminated it very quickly. If I didn't terminate that deal, they would have had nuclear weapons, and this world would right now be a different place, much different place.
This is not true. They would have had complete oversight and wouldn't have been able to progress for the past 10 years. And again, Jake Paul is standing in the crowd while Donald Trump gives his war speech. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all later. Peace out.